This week, a longtime Sarasota arts education advocate will be honored by the state. Nancy Rucker is the recipient of a Trailblazer Award from the Florida Alliance for Arts Education for her work in elevating arts education in Sarasota and in the state. WUSF's Kathy Carter recently spoke with her about funding and why she feels arts education is essential to learning.
Nancy is a longtime arts education advocate. I'm sure you've come across the argument by some in education that say, well, you know what, there are cuts across the board and we need to prioritize things like math and science. What is your case for arts education?
I would say I've thought about this for a long time. In science especially, it's a skill of observation. When you look at a flower, a scientist looks at it one way. He or she will designate its parts, will maybe talk about what it needs to flourish, etc. The artist looks at it in terms of beauty and about what it says, what's the meaning of it. And so you get two different points of view. And math, you're quantifying things and you're figuring out formulas, etc. And I think that the arts, they give you a vocabulary, they give you a way of thinking that when you analyze something, it's the logic of it that when you really get into an artistic discipline that helps make you a whole person.
So a little bit of history. There were cuts to arts education in Sarasota County in the mid-80s, which is when you first started to get involved with advocacy. But I understand in the late 90s, there were some more really severe cuts. So that was a time where you and the groups you spearheaded really stepped into action?
We decided we would protest. And we did not meet just with arts people or with school people. We met with the civic clubs. We went to the city commission and the county commission. And finally, the then acting superintendent, Gene Witt, a very beloved superintendent, called the arts council one day and said, "We hear you. Come in and talk." When we started talking about the one thing that we had in common, the kids, everything fell into place. Over the years, it's grown. I'm very proud to say that Sarasota has art and music in every elementary classrooms, drama and movement in many, and I wish it was happening in the state.
So as someone who's been advocating for arts education for many years, what would be your advice to some of your peers in other counties for how you can best work with school districts? What would be your advice?
Speak out, organize, and don't give up. And our message has been, we're not here to attack you. We're here to help you. I would tell them, you know, the most important thing is don't give up and watch it. Keep in communication. You're here to help. You're here. You want this for every child, not for those that have enough money to take private lessons.
Right. Well, the award you're winning is a Trailblazer Award. Congratulations. That will be given to you in Fort Lauderdale this week. And it's for your many, many years of arts education advocacy. I think if people look at the landscape of Sarasota schools today, they would marvel at the arts education. And it really is important to remember that it wasn't always like this.
I'm happy you said that because that's the message. The message is we have to keep telling our story and why the arts are important and why they're important for every child. It's not about making them opera singers or tap dancers or ballet dancers or performers. It's about the processes involved in the arts are integral to learning. And that's why we feel so strongly about it.